The Tyrannical Grocer. Paraphrasing Catherine Austin Fitts, slavery is the most profitable business on the planet. I don't agree with that statement, but I can see why she would say it. Later in the same interview, she says societies with smaller governments are more prosperous. Possibly these two statements from the same interview might cause a little cognitive dissonance in the listener. That said, I admire and respect Catherine. She probably understands the economics clearly, but possibly the effectiveness of her presentation could have been enhanced. She didn't specify profitable for whom. If you look at it from the perspective of the criminal slave master, slavery is very profitable. But if you look at it from the perspective of the entire society, slavery is a big, big lose. It's all about coercive overhead. Any coercive transaction has more overhead than a voluntary transaction. If I voluntarily go to a grocery store and buy a loaf of bread, there is very little time and a minimum amount of communication required. On the other hand, if the store owner decides to force me to buy a loaf of bread, he has to notify me when he thinks it's time for me to make the purchase. To do that, he needs to have a list of customers to be notified and information about how to get in touch. And he also has to keep track of who has bought bread and who has not. And he needs to keep track of when and how people are notified. While the authoritarian grocer is dealing with coercive overhead, he can't also be maintaining his infrastructure, so the quality and quantity of his services will decline with time compared to a free market grocer. And then there's the biggest item on the coercive overhead budget, enforcement. The tyrannical grocer must also have a means of causing pain to those who don't comply with his edicts. Not only are enforcers expensive, they are also dangerous. Every transaction between a slave and his master is a coercive transaction with lots of coercive overhead. And it is in the best interest of the slave to magnify the coercive overhead as much as possible. The more difficult the slave can make it for the slave master to enforce rules, the less enforcement there will be, and the more freedom the slave will have. Nobody wants and needs more freedom than a slave. Voluntary transactions between free people are many times more socially efficient than coercive transactions between authoritarians and their victims. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.